From Michigan Radio, this is the Environment Report. China is not taking as much U.S. recycled material as it used to. The Chinese economy is slowing down, and it doesn't need to import as much paper and plastics and so on. It's also finding that so much U.S. recycled material is contaminated that it ends up in China's landfills. That affects the global recycling market. Lower demand means lower prices, while processing costs are the same. Michigan cities are being hit in different ways, but eventually, recycling programs are going to cost more.
This guy here is looking for water bottles or that type of material, and that goes in the bin. Everybody else is looking for something different.
This is the Materials Recovery Facility of Southeastern Oakland County Resource Recovery Authority, also called SOCRA for short. Jeff McKean is the general manager.
We have 12 member communities. All the recycling from those 12 communities comes here for processing.
The price increases for taking recycled goods to the market is just beginning to be felt for this area of the state.
And I'm putting my budget together right now for our next fiscal year. We're on a July 1 fiscal year basis. And we're not going to make as much money as we had hoped from the sale of our materials. So we have to factor that into our rate for next year.
Instead of crediting them, actually sending money back to each municipality, SOCRA might have to start charging the cities a little money. Actually, they're lucky. Some cities don't have anywhere to turn at all, as rates for recycling processes cost the same, but the market prices go down.
Well, there are not a lot of options, unfortunately. The capacity like we have here for sorting recycling is pretty limited in this area.
The Wayne County city of Westland is one of the hardest hit. William Wild is the city's mayor.
We found out back in February that our rate, which was at the time was $18 a ton to recycle, was going to, in 30 days, move to $80 a ton.
Westland had a month-to-month contract. As market prices for recyclable materials dropped, the city's rates for pickup and processing more than quadrupled. The city has a high rate of participation among its citizens in the recycling program, and it didn't want to lose that. Mayor Wild looked into a temporary solution, sending recyclable material to the waste-to-energy plant in Detroit. The Westland City Council did not like that idea. In the end, it didn't matter. The incinerator closed just a few weeks later. Now, Westland is simply sending its recyclables to the landfill.
Longer term, we're talking with other communities in Western Wayne County about pooling our volume together to try to create a Wayne County recycling authority or a Western Wayne County.
Wild says if that doesn't work, Westland hopes to be part of a proposed Washtenaw County materials recovery facility. Westland residents are not happy about sending recycled material to the landfill, and officials are getting a lot of angry calls. But they've asked residents not to get out of the habit of recycling because they say they'll find a better solution sooner or later.
I was hoping that they wouldn't just abandon it, but I'm pleasantly surprised that our volume's still about the same while it is being landfilled. I think they know that we are looking for other opportunities.
Some cities around the state have long-term contracts, but when those contracts expire, those towns might soon be facing much higher costs. Communities are going to face some tough decisions, pay more or stop recycling. But many people feel really good about recycling. It makes them feel as if they're actively doing something good for the planet. Karen O'Brien is the executive director of the Michigan Recycling Coalition. O'Brien thinks they'll be willing to pay a little more for the privilege of curbside recycling. She also thinks people should start thinking about the packaging that they're bringing into their homes.
The sheer volume of materials at the end of their life that we dispose of is ever increasing. It's not going down. With the advent of plastics and disposables and single-serve containers and all that kind of stuff. And I hope that as we make decisions, that we make decisions to be better stewards of ourselves, really.
With the Environment Report, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.